Al-Aqsa Storm Aftermath. In the name of God, salam and welcome to the program. October 7th, 2023 was a turning point in the history of the West Asian region, and it will remain forever. On that day, the combatants of the Palestinian Hamas movement launched a surprise attack against the Zionist regime and imposed the biggest defeat on the regime since its illegitimate birth 75 years ago. The leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, dubbed the defeat as an irreparable defeat. Dear listeners, we are going to review the issue in a special series with a focus on the Al-Aqsa Storm and its consequences. Stay tuned for another part, please. Leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, in a recent speech called the United States as a partner of the Zionist regime in the latter's crimes against the Palestinian people, saying, "In this event, the U.S. is the definitive partner of criminals. I mean, the U.S. hands are plunged in the blood of the innocent, the children, patients, women, and so on. As a matter of fact, it is somehow administering these crimes that are being committed in Gaza. It is the U.S. which is administering." Analysts, lawyers, officials from various countries and global institutions have announced that the Zionist regime is arbitrarily and knowingly doing genocide in Gaza. Yet, it is a matter of astonishment that no serious reaction in an international level has been done against this brutal regime. The main reason for this is that most of the international organizations and their affiliated bodies are under the diabolical dominance of the great Satan, the US. The United States and its allies in Europe have always repeated the threadbare lie of legitimate defense to explain the Israeli crimes against Palestinians. Article 51 of the UN Charter emphasizes the right to legitimate defense. It reads, "Nothing in the present charter shall impair the inherent right of individual or collective self-defense if an armed attack occurs against a member of the United Nations, until the Security Council has taken measures necessary to maintain international peace and security. Measures taken by members in the exercise of this right of self-defense shall be immediately reported to the Security Council and shall not in any way affect the authority and responsibility of the Security Council under the present charter to take at any time such action as it deems necessary in order to maintain or restore international peace and security." Americans, according to this article of the UN Charter, claim that the Zionist regime has the right of self-defense after October operation of Hamas. According to the U.S. interpretation of the UN articles, the flagrant genocide of the people of Gaza by Israel is called the right to self-defense. Thus, from the first hours of the recent war in Gaza, Washington entered the scene as the full supporter of the Zionist regime rather than a mediator and a neutral onlooker. Now, a few points should be clarified here. First of all, the Zionist regime is not a country to have the right to defend itself. It is an occupying regime which has usurped the Palestinian territories for over 75 years. Secondly, the attack of Hamas on October 7th was a natural response to 75 years of savagery, massacre, destruction, genocide, and every kind of crime committed by the fabricated regime. Even the UN Secretary General, Antonio Guterres, mentioned this when he said that there were reasons behind Hamas attacks. The fact is that after regaining of power by Benjamin Netanyahu and his highly extremist cabinet in the beginning of 2023, a new wave of violence and unbridled savagery started against Palestinians, so that the number of Palestinian martyrs during the 7 months of this year was more than the whole 2022 year. In view of this, what Hamas did was the right of self-defense. However, in a repeated scenario, the United States has vetoed the UNSC resolution for stopping massacre of Palestinians and the starting of sending humanitarian aids to Gaza. Thus, the U.S. has vetoed over 50 UNSC resolutions against the Zionist regime. Since the start of the recent war, too, 4 out of 5 of the UNSC resolutions have been vetoed by the U.S., Britain, and France. After 40 days, the 5th resolution was passed, which the U.S. voted neutral to it. Although the UN General Assembly and the UNESCO are the bodies where these anti-Israeli resolutions have been ratified unanimously, it is the UNSC which is the executive body for these resolutions. The only resolution which was ratified without condemning Israel for its crimes in Gaza has just asked for temporary ceasefires for humanitarian aids. The U.S. wielding of the veto power has both discredited the UNSC and given the green light to the Zionist terrorist army to continue the mass murdering and genocide of civilians in Gaza and the West Bank. Another measure that the United States took to support the Israeli crimes was to threaten the Arab and Islamic countries to avoid any move against the Zionist regime. The U.S. officials have traveled to West Asia and met with regional officials several times since October 7th. These trips have been focused on refraining from any measures whatsoever against Israel. The leader of the Yemeni Ansarullah movement, Abdul Malik al-Houthi, said in this regard, "Americans have pressured the Arab and Islamic countries to avoid any practical assistance to the people of Gaza. Meanwhile, Americans have sent warships and fighters to the region to prove they will throw their support for the fake Zionist regime in case of any threat. Although most of the Arab and Islamic states have shown for the past decades that they would not take any tangible measure against Israel, the U.S. recent pressures have intimidated them further. The U.S. and European performance in the face of the tragedy in Gaza revealed the nasty reality of the Western communities and proved the mendacity of their claims on rights and freedom." Dear listeners, next time we will continue the discussion.